the Finance and Audit Committee to order.
Do we do the pledge and everything?
We do the pledge.
Do we do? I don't remember, okay.
January 21st, 5:07 PM, 5:07 PM.
5:07 and a half, okay.
Yeah. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we don't do the moment of silence. Yeah, we do that at the next one.
Yeah.
You know why you do that?
Huh?
You know why it's done?
Why?
I'll take credit for it.
Oh, did you put it in there?
When that was prior. Not that it matters that much. I've just worked with some people that kick the bucket on duty.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know. Anyhow, so we're looking for numbers, Martine.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so now she's going to walk us through the financials.
So if you turn to the last two pages, the first page of the balance sheet.
Will you put these in order?
So we're looking at...
That's the way they send them to me, because it drives me crazy, too.
We're looking at the P&L, correct?
I'll ask them.
Yeah.
Yeah, balance sheets. So the last two pages.
It's backwards.
Yeah, it's a little backwards.
I just stuck it in. Okay, liabilities and equity, November 30th, 2019.
December 31st, 2019.
Why do I? Oh, okay. I apologize.
Oh, well, you're fine.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate the thought. Oh, my word. Aha.
Okay, so the balance sheet as of December 31st, 2019, we're going to look at lines 8, total checking and savings, and add that to line 10. The LAIFE account. So the district's combined total checkings and savings with the LAIFE, the balance comes to about $878,000 at the month end. So 878, and then if you turn to the next page, the last page of the balance sheet, line 57, total liabilities.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I see 174K total checking and saving. And LAIFE, I see 704K. I don't see any 80.
Yeah, so if you add this one to this one, I'm going to draw on your book. If you add this to this.
Right.
It's going to come at a, it's going to come to 878,000.
Oh, okay. I heard 80 some. Okay.
$847.
That's cool. I can.
No. I want to make sure you're following. And then the next page, this one.
Okay.
If you look at the total liabilities.
Right.
We're at approximately $1 million at the month end.
Okay.
So you compare the liabilities.
With that, yeah.
To. Our cash.
We're whatchamacallit.
So we're.
Yeah, but I'm with him. Where's the 8? Where's the number of those two added together? It's not on here.
It's not on here.
It comes to 878 or something like that.
Yeah, so it's gonna. If you add those two numbers together, it's gonna. It should come to 870.
Did we just break the million mark?
For liabilities?
And for assets.
For assets?
Other assets. Like, when did we finally get that over a million?
I'm not sure. It might be because of LAIFE and our total checking and savings standing, though.
Okay. But I think we just met that $1 million reserve, is what I'm saying.
We didn't meet the reserve. The LAIFE account is supposed to be your reserve.
Okay.
So we're at $704,000 in the LAIFE, and we want that to be at $1 million.
Okay.
$1 million.
Okay.
So we're close, but as you will see in tonight's meeting, we have some pretty expensive agenda items, which I'm very sad to say.
Yeah.
So you know, yeah.
Okay, let's go over this with the check. That looks
but if you're not looking at today's meeting at all, we were looking okay on the financials.
Yeah.
So turn to the very front. It's going to be your profit and loss.
Mm-hmm.
And feel free to call out any items that you want discussed in detail. but I'll just pick a few. So if we look at line 12, total operating income.
Right.
So overall, you'll notice that this outlines the total revenues earned from the district's operations. Year-to-date is trending pretty close to the target at 48%. So at the top there, you'll see year-to-date, right, that YTD at 50%. And then if you look at lines 3 to 11, you'll notice some are under budget, some are over budget. They're kind of difficult to budget for, since, for example, if you look at line 10, basic facility fees,
right,
those are for new services, for properties that have never had water services before. So we give our best estimate on how many we anticipate in a year. And so far, we've had a few more services than anticipated.
Which ultimately is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's been some development in Cabazon.
Well, and there's going to be more.
Mm-hmm. Next, if you have any questions on this page, though, point them out. But next, I'm going to take you to page 2 of the profit and loss. I'm going to look at line item 43, well maintenance.
Oh, is this the bad boy?
Yes.
Is it? Let me see. 43?
This is as of December, so this isn't counting January.
Okay, so it is. Anyhow, go ahead.
So well maintenance. This includes costs for well maintenance as well as chemical purchases for the wells. So it does include a few other things. Year-to-date is over budget due to invoices from Applied Diving Services for Tank 1, diving inspection and cleaning, and an invoice from Legend Pump and Well Service relating to Well 1 rehab. So as you may know, Tank 1 and Well 1, which are located in the same area, they're both down right now. We're having to rehab Well 1, which we are going to discuss during tonight's regular board meeting. And then Tank 1, it's empty, there's no water in it. They went to go do a repaint, recoating, get rid of the rust. That's typical maintenance that's done every, I think, 10 years, 15 years or so. Mm-hmm. They both went down at the same time, and that's why this is so expensive. It was unanticipated. We're horribly over budget in this item.
And we're going to be worse. Anyhow, go ahead.
Yeah. Line 46, engineering services. It's at year-to-date, it's at 76% due to several invoices from Krieger and Stewart.
Is that for the grant funding?
It's for various reasons. Some of it's for the grant funding. Some of it is in regards to this well and tank rehab, because we need them to help us figure out, okay, we need it to run for this amount of time at this amount of power. So some of it's related to that. Some of it is also related to the Sigma discussions. So I don't know if you're familiar with the state. That Prop 1, there's a grant portion of it, and there's also a groundwater management portion. Mm-hmm. And they've been helping us with some of that, too. Okay, so then moving on down to line 71, legal services. Year-to-date, it's at 66% due to increased legal work relating to some of the items such as illegal water hookups, fire flow, fire sprinkler for new homes, new properties out here, a hit hydrant. Also, some of it is in relation to the Sigma. We're trying to keep them involved because we need them to be, but we're also trying to not use them at every single meeting. And then a little part of it too is, again, in regards to not the well so much, but the tank that we just had, Tank 1. So Calvin will discuss that.
Yeah, he had mentioned something about there may be litigation. I think those were his words.
We'll see. But
because
we'll,
they did a not good job.
Yes. We'll see. We'll discuss that later on. Okay, moving forward. Line 78, other fees, State Water Resources Control Board. Year to date, this shows over budget due to payment of a blanket encroachment permit, which was only $2,000, which was not anticipated in the budget. So that's why that is there. In that permit, we found that we needed it. We're supposed to have it before we just excavate into the asphalt, put in new lines or do repair work and all of that. Moving on to line 90, grant and loan processing fee. This is the loan fee from Bank of New York. Year to date is at 95%.
Oh, thanks.
Bank of America.
It's Bank of New York. Year to date, it's at 95%, but this is due to the timing of the loan fee payments. So it looks extremely high now, but it's a timing issue.
Timing of the loan repayments, meaning we're not deficient, it's just the way they were timed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So sometimes, like for example, we might get billed on something quarterly. So you pay that invoice for the quarter, and then you basically prepay for
you want sugar and
4 months,
I'll
3 months.
Yeah,
so it looks high, but then eventually it balances out.
Okay.
Line 100, Main Street improvements.
Yeah, buddy.
Year to date is at 81% due to the timing of project expenditures. Last month.
What else do we have to do out there?
Well, we haven't done anything new other than
fence.
The fence. We paid off the fence. So
it's paid off. It still looks good.
It does look nice. Calvin might have another idea. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not in the loop. But I don't foresee us hitting that 30,000 mark this fiscal year in the budget. So I think it's going to remain at 81% unless we end up adding something to it or doing something differently. And then last but not least, line 109, net income and loss.
Hello, Carrie.
I don't know.
They're missing.
As of,
that's Calvin.
As of December 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net loss is at $13,850. So a majority of it is from that well and tank.
From the tank well, right?
Yeah, that's a big majority of it, I'd say.
Hold on, guys. I need a point of privilege.
Mm-hmm. And do what?
She wants to take a break.
You do?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's on. Oh, you got a phone break. Anyhow, because we're almost done with this, aren't we?
Yes.
Then we sign?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so let's take a five-minute break.
And then sign? Do a little. Can I still go out there, or is it illegal?
No, you can go outside. That's fine.
I don't. Well, it's cool.
It's 5:22.